This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous Monday. I'll be hanging out with you for 2 more hours. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Regardless of where you are, what you're doing, thank you for being here. You can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app if you've missed a minute or a second. Thank you to people listening live on their local affiliates, the Odyssey app, SiriusXM 375, and people listening on a smart speaker. Thank you for being here. How about this? The Dodgers, they just put the first run-up on the board. The Dodgers currently lead Philadelphia 1-0. It's a play at the plate. The Phillies are challenging to see whether or not the runner got in time. Teoscar Hernandez sliding in feet first. And Botcha, that man is safe. Okay, that man is safe. What the hell they challenged that for?
It's the vibe. You got two of them. Might as well use one.
Yeah, that was quite apparent that he got in there. So this one is going to hold up. The Dodgers currently leading Philadelphia 1-0. In about an hour from now, we're going to have Milwaukee. They're going to host the Chicago Cubs. They currently lead their series on the other side of the bracket. They lead 1-0. And so we got a lot more to do. Of course, we got Thursday Night Football. They're getting ready to get underway in about 15 minutes. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Jacksonville Jaguars closing things up here in week 5 of the NFL season. The Jacksonville Jaguars have lost 8 consecutive games to the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are 2-2. The Jaguars are 3-1. If the Chiefs win tonight, they're in a 3-way tie for lead in the AFC West. We'll keep you up to date on it all. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. So much to get into, so much to discuss. You know, we had a big win yesterday, week 5. The New England Patriots knocking off the Bills. Looks like the Patriots are back on the up and up after a lot of down seasons. Getting Bill Belichick the hell up on out of there. Tom Carroll is going to join us from WEEI in Boston. Tom is going to come through. We'll get his thoughts on these Patriots and Drake May and Vrabel and what Diggs has been able to bring to this team and what the expectation is for the New England Patriots just moving into the future now that it looks like you got yourself a QB in Drake May and we know you got yourself a coach in Mike Vrabel. So we'll have that conversation with Tom in about 20 minutes. Just told you the Dodgers, it holds up, but not too much of a surprise. The Dodgers lead Philadelphia 1-0 here. It is the top of the 7th. The Dodgers are still threatening, trying to get some more runs across the board. Heading into tonight, the Dodgers lead this series 1-0. And who knows, all this talk that I've always said about, oh my God, can we get, you know, a 7-game series? This is a 5-game series. Maybe it doesn't even go that far. If Philadelphia, doesn't get into this one, the Dodgers currently have the bases loaded. And so things have been interesting here in the postseason so far in Major League Baseball. You got the Yankees on the brink of elimination, you know, which makes me just say to myself, and I said it last week. And Botcha, you know, I was asking about the celebrations. I was like, and I don't care about the players, but you got all the fans who celebrate like they've won something. And just as fast as you celebrate, you just go into the toilet. Like, why abuse yourself? Just stay in a space of reality. Understand that they took one step. Oh, my God, they beat the Boston Red Sox. And now everybody's up in arms that they might get booted out of the postseason tomorrow. That's why everybody just needs to maybe, you know, pipe down a little bit when you win a game or a series.
Yeah, but adrenaline's high. I don't blame them. A lot of fans get to be a little delusional when their team wins, and it's always the bragging rights over the team you beat because you ended their season. So I'm not going to blame someone if they get a little too excited after their team wins a series.
Yeah, I'm like, man, I don't care. It's like, great, you won. Whoop-de-freaking-do. You got all these Yankee fans who complain all year long about, in game to game, oh, we haven't won a World Series, and we got to fire this guy, and this guy needs to get fired, and Aaron Boone stinks, and he sucks, and this and that. And so they win a series, and it's like, way, yeah, we won, and then they lose, and it's just like, oh, boo, we suck. It's just the emotional roller coaster of it all is just... It's mind-boggling. Just take it one step at a time. And so the New York Yankees will be playing at home tomorrow, backs up against the wall against the Toronto Blue Jays. Carlos Rodon is going to take on Shane Bieber. And, well, the Yankees, they're going to try not to be the first team eliminated here in the divisional round of the postseason. Aaron Judge, he knows they got to win three straight against the Toronto Blue Jays. And he's just like, you know what? We got this. We can do it.
We've been doing it all year long. Like I've been saying, this whole presser, we've had our backs up against the wall. We've been in some tough spots. Wild card series, you know, lose the first one and play two elimination games. You know, it's kind of what we did even at the end of the year where we're chasing a division.
Yeah, man, it's kind of nuts. You got Max Fried out on the mound and you're just getting smoked. And Toronto went out there and beat him yesterday, 13-7. Right now, this moment, this second, the Dodgers have added a couple more runs to the board. They currently lead Philadelphia 3-0. It's the top of the seventh. Of course, we got another game that's going to take place tonight before we even get into any of the potential elimination of the Yankees tomorrow. I told you in about an hour from now, we're going to have the Chicago Cubs taking on the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers, we know they don't get a whole hell of a lot of attention. They're going to have Churio. He's going to be out there. I think he'll be out there on leadoff. Let's take a listen to Pat Murphy talk about his hammy and how it's doing.
The MRI came back, and we still, it's inconclusive, and it's not a serious hamstring strain, but it's not necessarily something that won't limit him. So we're going to kind of see how he feels. He's going to go through some testing, and if he feels anything, we're going to shut it down.
Yeah, well, he apparently is feeling okay. He's going to be in the game. He's going to be out there batting leadoff. How effectively he's going to be when it comes to, you know, actually running around, to be determined. But I guess it's better to be, well, not safe than sorry. Just see what he can do. Having him out there is a benefit as opposed to not having him out there at all. So we'll keep you up to date. I told you Philadelphia has, well, they haven't scored a damn thing yet. The Los Angeles Dodgers lead the Phillies 3-0. And then you have Chicago, the Cubs, taking on the Brewers. They get started in an hour from now. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. Major League Baseball playoffs, well, they're rolling on. NHL season getting ready to start. NBA season's getting ready to start. And then we got this. It's an oddly timed decision or news from LeBron James, of all people. We know LeBron James, this man is still playing basketball, getting ready to move into his 23rd year, playing now with the Los Angeles Lakers. Today, he put up a post. It's literally a short video of, you know, a broadcaster, an announcer sitting down at a table. LeBron walks over to the table, has a seat, and it's like, hey, the decision, the second decision is coming tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern time. And then the video's done. We have no idea what's coming. But the last time we got a decision from LeBron James, it was about him leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers and deciding to join the Miami Heat back in 2010. LeBron James ain't going anywhere. Is he retiring tomorrow? Is he going to let everybody know that he has one more year left in him? Is this some marketing ploy? Are we about to get hustled tomorrow midday? We'll find out. The last time LeBron made a decision, it sounded like this.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know. LeBron, what's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is very tough. And this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
Why?
Like I said before, I feel like it's going to give me the best opportunity to win and to win for multiple years. And not only just to win in the regular season or just to win five games in a row or three games in a row. I want to be able to win championships, and I feel like I can compete down there.
Wow. We know the ramifications of that. Things pretty much changed across the NBA. He goes down four seasons. He felt it was like him going away to college, actually leaving Ohio, wins two championships in Miami, ultimately goes back to Cleveland, helps them win a championship, and then says, screw this crap, I can finish my career in Los Angeles. And here we have it. The one title that he has won in L.A. Took place in the bubble back in 2020. And we know the Los Angeles Lakers are in a place of, well, adjustment. They're moving on from LeBron James being their centerpiece. And now that they were gifted Luka Doncic from the dumbass Dallas Mavericks and Nico Harrison, we know that they gotta pivot towards building an entire team around Luka. LeBron James opted into the final year of his contract. He's making about $50+ million. He has no years past this season. And just last year, or last week, I should say, LeBron spoke to the media and he said, listen, I'm not going to stick around, you know, trying to see if my son Bryce makes it to the NBA. He says we're on two different timelines. And then when it came to Luka, LeBron was asked whether or not, you know, playing with Luka will affect his retirement, when he stays, when he goes. This is what LeBron said.
As far as me weighing in on, you know, him and some of my other teammates of how far I go in my career now, it would be literally my decision along with my wife and, you know, two of my boys are already gone. Well, one of them is somewhere around here.
Yeah, well he's talking about Bronny. It's somewhere around here. Well, LeBron, we know it's your decision. We know it's your family's decision. I don't think anybody was asking whether or not Luka was going to factor in into whether or not you stayed. But the fact that he is the centerpiece now of the team, you're going to be 41 years old. Nothing lasts forever. I think LeBron James, and what the hell do I know? It's his body, not mine. It looks like he could last another couple of seasons, but, you know, people age quick. You know, is he just going to wake up one day and fall off of a cliff? I mean, what can we expect this year? I mean, when LeBron James is on the floor the past several seasons, he's basically given you 25-7-7. He's still one of the best players in the game. Is he the best? No. Is he still an all-star? Yes, and absolutely. You know, all these years, 23 of them. LeBron, why are you still excited about doing this?
I'm excited about today. I'm excited about the opportunity to be able to play a game that I love for another season. And, you know, whatever the journey, however the journey, you know, lays out this year, I'm just, like, super invested because I, like you just said, I don't know when the end is.
That was last week. And so today he puts out this teaser that he's making an announcement tomorrow. It's the second decision. LeBron James cannot be trolling us, right? He cannot be trolling us. This can't be some marketing ploy. This cannot be some sales job. He has to tell everybody, hey, at the end of the season, I'm done. Like, what else is there to do? Like, I've all these years, LeBron James is never gone and made any type of announcement ever. No, we got the decision that he was basically beat into the ground about. The fans in Cleveland were like, whoa, what a way to disappoint us. Just ditch us on national television. He has to say tomorrow that he's hanging it up. And Bacha, we've discussed this. LeBron James was obviously going to fill people in on his final year so he could have a farewell tour. And I guess it starts tomorrow. Do you think we're getting conned here with some marketing launch, or is he really going to announce this is going to be his final season?
The only thing that's worrying me about this being a retirement tour is that for him to post something on his social media, legally speaking, he has to put that it's paid for in hashtag ad if he's getting paid to post it. So with that not being in the reveal post, I'm kind of assuming that this has to be an announcement for something he's doing personally, or it's his last year in the league. So yeah. I don't think this is Amazon based.
Well, I don't think it has to be. It's it's a teaser. It's not an advertisement. And so I don't see any reason as to why he would have to, you know, say that it's an ad. I mean, anything that would get posted, whatever it is, tomorrow at noon, you know, there, sure, you can go ahead and put an ad there. But I don't think that it has too much bearing. I just think it is a massive deal for him to just say, hey, this is a decision. He puts out enough stuff. I mean, just last week he put a video out and it's just like, hey, you know, 22, 23 years and, you know, I'm having fun. It was a 30-second video and he just posted it. Why are we getting a teaser for a larger video, an interview tomorrow? Let's see. We're going to find out, of course, at noon, I guess, as LeBron posts a video on his social media about his future, his career. And maybe not. Maybe we all get conned. I think LeBron James has been very meticulous about his public image in a lot of cases. I don't think that would be the case. So we'll see what happens with LeBron James tomorrow at noon. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, the Dodgers have taken a 4-0 lead against the Phillies here in the bottom of the seventh. The Phillies need to put some runs up on the board. Otherwise, they will exit this game with their backs up against the wall, just like the Yankees. The Dodgers trying to take a 2-0 series lead. We got a couple of frames left in this one. Let's see how it rolls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get back into some more football. We saw what the Patriots did last night against the Buffalo Bills. Where have the Pats stepped up to? Are they playoff contenders? Are they growing into more? We'll have that conversation with Tom Carroll from WEEI in Boston. He'll join us on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got a busy night. We got the conclusion of week 5 of the NFL season. We got the Jags and the Chiefs. We got game 2 between the Dodgers and the Phillies. The Dodgers are currently up 4-0. We got a lot going on. But one thing that America saw last night were the New England Patriots back in primetime and looking good, coming back to defeat of the Buffalo Bills. Looks like the Patriots got a future guy in Drake May that the country has now learned more about. Of course, Mike Vrabel, one of the best coaches in the entire NFL. And joining us right now to talk about what could be a resurgence of the New England Patriots is Tom Carroll. You can catch him on WEEI in Boston. Tom, how are you, man?
JR, thanks for having me. What a game last night.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, this is something that you all in New England have started to see, you know, dating back to last year into this year with Drake May, but now you add Mike Vrabel into the mix. What do you think America has learned about Drake May? What have you witnessed from last year to this year?
I think we've seen a massive improvement for a quarterback that showed a lot of raw ability last year, and now it seems like he's finally putting it together. He's using that athleticism to make smart football decisions instead of just being that gunslinger that we saw last year, that guy that was forcing plays downfield when his team was down late in games. And now he has that year of experience under his belt. He has good coaching around him, and he has better talent. So you add that all into the mix, and you get what you saw last night, which is a guy playing like a top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
Well, Tom, you talk about the changes around him. No bigger change than Mike Vrabel coming in to coach, also bringing in Josh McDaniels. Nobody will kind of scream and yell about him being a head coach, but an offensive coordinator sounds fine. What are some of the differences that you've seen in the structure around him with Vrabel and McDaniels leading the way?
It's just a professional operation now. And look, Gerard Mayo was not ready for that job. Robert Kraft said as much during the firing press conference about a week before Mike Vrabel was hired. He knows that he made a mistake giving Mayo that job, and that's a longer conversation for a different day. And Vrabel came in, and he just commanded the building immediately, and he set a culture in place. He brought a professional coaching staff with him, which is something that Mayo also didn't have. So last year, the Patriots were sort of in flux. There was some holdover veterans from when Belichick was here. There were a lot of young guys as well. And there was a lot of inexperienced coaches trying to establish a culture when they didn't really know how to do that. And there was an offensive coordinator in place in Alex Van Pelt that had never really called plays at the NFL level before. So it was a really, really bad situation for a rookie quarterback, and one, if a rookie didn't have the right head on his shoulders, that could have really ruined a guy. So Drake May, luckily, is the type of guy that is a gamer, and he's just so focused on playing good football and focusing on what's happening on the field that he was able to stay immune to that to a degree. Mm-hmm. And now with Vrabel in the mix and everything that he's brought with him, that culture, it has unlocked the guy. And I think Patriots fans are now getting maybe ahead of themselves as to what this team could be this year. But like, look, they have one of the easiest schedules in the history of the NFL on tap. So it's pretty remarkable the turnaround we can see here.
Tom Carroll is here with us from WEEI in Boston. You talk about the expectations of the Patriot fans. They knocked off a Super Bowl contender. We know the New England Patriots have been trying to claw back into relevancy post-Tom Brady and Belichick. What are your expectations for this team? Are we talking about a wild card, or are there fans that are looking at this going, oh my God, we can win the division?
So it's funny. So before the season, you know, we do a million segments of, oh, what do you think they're going to win? What's the win total? And I was consistent in saying that I thought they were going to end around 8 to 9 wins. I said that 6 was the floor and 11 was probably the ceiling. And I think I'm now leaning more towards that 10-11 win ceiling mark, just because this team seems to be a little bit more ahead of schedule than I had anticipated. You know, Drake May has looked, like I mentioned, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And a lot of these free agents that they brought in are hitting. A guy like Milton Williams looks to be like one of the best defensive tackles in the league. And you put him next to a guy like Christian Barmore, who's rounding back into the form that he was in 2023. And they're getting awesome pressure up the middle in both the run game and the pass game on defense. So it's looking like a complete team, and that schedule is extremely winnable. And some of those games that were circled as losses to start the year are now looking like much more winnable games. A game like Baltimore late in the year, they look to be a mess with all the injuries that they have on the defensive side of the ball. Cincinnati, now with Joe Burrow no longer in the mix. I mean, there's games that before were kind of scheduled losses, so to speak, that New England can now maybe on paper put in that win category to go along with games that they have against the winless Jets, and they get to play the Dolphins again, and they get some NFC South action. So there's all sorts of scenarios hanging around here that have the Patriots looking like they can be a double-digit win team and compete for that AFC East crown.
And Tom Carroll is here with us from WEEI. Is that a little bit of a fool's gold given the strength of schedule, or is that going to make fans even more delusional?
So I'm usually the type of guy that doesn't like to put a lot of stock into the schedule before the season. But now that we're like a quarter of the way in, it has kind of bared out to meet the expectation of this being a really easy schedule. Like the teams that were on the list that were thought to be bad teams have become bad teams, like a team like the Browns. And like I mentioned, the Jets look just absolutely lost out there under Aaron Glenn. And then you have the teams that were supposed to be good that are struggling. So I'm with you. Like before the season, I think going through and going win-loss on a schedule is a fool's errand. But once you're into the meat of the schedule, I think that's when it's okay to use some nuance and say, this looks like a game that you should win. This looks like a game you shouldn't win.
Well, Tom, you mentioned a lot of the additions that they brought on to the team to help them win. We know Stephon Diggs back in Buffalo last night, hauling in 146 yards in the air. So far, so good in regards to being in the locker room. And it seems like this is the same thing in Buffalo. What's the expectations with Diggs on this team?
I think what you're getting from Diggs right now is gravy at the moment, right? I mean, when they signed him, I think a lot of people didn't even expect him to be back until maybe week five against the Saints. And, you know, maybe this was going to be the first game back, that game in Buffalo. You knew he was going to get up for that one, right? And he's really just exceeded expectations the way that he has performed through five games here. He's running incredibly crisp routes. His hands are like Velcro out there, and he's really looking like the Stephon Diggs of old. I wouldn't say he's peak Stephon Diggs, but look, Drake May has never had a receiver like this in either his college or pro career, and the Patriots really haven't had a guy like this in a really long time. I mean, some might say since Edelman, but I think Diggs is a different type of receiver from Edelman. I don't even think that you can put them sort of in the same category. They're almost like different positions, the way that they play the game. So it's really special to see what Diggs did last night. I'm excited to see how that process continues as May and Diggs keep developing that chemistry. But so far, so good. It's been kind of like a slow build towards what we saw on Sunday night. In the last 2 weeks, Stephon Diggs has really looked like a guy that's going to be an important piece for this team as they continue moving forward.
Well, Tom, you talk about moving forward. If we look back, we know that the Patriots for two decades, they pretty much had an unprecedented stretch in competing in the NFL. With Vrabel here and then Drake May and some of these other pieces, you know, Stephon Diggs may not be around for the long haul. But are the Patriots, have they built themselves back up? Do they have that base to really start competing over the next couple of years and keep building?
So that I'm reluctant to say at this point. I feel like they did a good job sort of like slapping the Flex Seal tape on the tank, you know? Like they fixed the problem at the moment. They had a dysfunctional organization with Gerard Mayo at the helm. They got Vrabel in here. He stabilized everything. He got May going on the right path. They spent a bunch of money in free agency, and it looks like it's paying off at the moment. Guys like Carlton Davis and Robert Spillane and you name it, you know, the guys they spent money on are having an impact. But they really need to start hitting on the draft in a big way. You know, just this past draft here, Kyle Williams in the third round, we haven't seen him really do anything. Travion Henderson, someone who popped in the preseason, hasn't really given us anything to look at in the regular season so far to say that he's going to be a big success in the NFL. I'm not saying he's a bust yet, so to speak, but you know, the class from this year hasn't popped yet. The class from the year before, I mean, most of that class isn't even on the roster anymore. Mm-hmm. So you can't have drafts like that year after year after year and think that you're going to be able to build a foundation. They really need to start hitting on these guys. And, you know, Christian Gonzalez was awesome. And Will Campbell looks like he's going to be good. And Drake May was great. But it's easy to hit on the first round pick, right? It's those middle rounds that the Patriots have whiffed on, and they really need to start stacking drafts here if they want to truly build something sustainable around May.
Well, it looks like Bill Belichick is, you know, he's not around to pick centers and punters anymore. So I think things will be different. What is the fan response? We know Belichick is getting his behind handed to him in North Carolina. There's all these stories about Belichick, just no Patriots anything acknowledgement down in at UNC. Do the fans in New England care, or is Belichick kind of in the rear view?
I think the fans in New England are sort of embarrassed by the whole situation for Bill. It's like secondhand embarrassment. I think when he initially got hired at North Carolina, fans were excited and they wanted him to do well because, you know, he's Bill Belichick, right? And it's a cool story. And it sort of goes back to when Brady went to Tampa. Most Patriot fans wanted him to do well for the Buccaneers. I know in my personal life, most of the Patriot fans I knew were also watching every Buccaneers game that he played in the 3 years he played in Tampa. So it was sort of the same vibe with the North Carolina thing. And then over the last 6-8 weeks or so, as this thing has developed and the stories have come out about banning Patriot scouts, and now there's the story this week of him putting the ban on tweeting about the Patriots and tweeting Drake May highlights, and then clearly they walked that back today. I mean, the fact that we're even monitoring things like that, it's just so petty. And I think everyone's just sort of like, what are we doing here? And on top of that, Bill looks washed and the team looks awful. And he's not running an organization down there at North Carolina the way that college football today needs to be run, where you need to be showing these kids that it's a destination to come and be in a position to get to the NFL and have all these NFL relationships. And if you're banning scouts from games and you're putting out the depth charts on game days when you're on primetime with like empty names in the boxes, I mean, it's just Belichick being weird, man, and it's embarrassing. I feel bad because the guy, you know, he brought this region 6 Super Bowls and, you know, 24 years of unprecedented success, and now it's just sort of ending in a weird way that no one ever saw happening. And I'm not even going to get into the Jordan Hudson of it all.
Yeah, well, I guess whenever they throw that statue up, that'll make things better for Belichick, I guess. We'll see.
I guess. We'll see if that happens while he's still alive. I don't know. I know Kraft said he would be willing to do it and wants to do it, and that was always the plan. But I feel like he'd probably need to get sign-off from Belichick first. And I don't know if Belichick is ready for that type of embrace from Kraft. It's really frosty between those two.
Yeah, we'll see. Neither one of these guys are getting any younger, so hopefully they can kiss and make up before it's a little too late. Hey, Tom, thank you so much for the time, lending your expertise about these Patriots and what we can expect moving forward. And tell everybody where they could follow, listen, keep up with everything that you're doing.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, find me on WEEI.com. I cover all 4 teams in Boston as well as Boston College football. You can read me there. Check me out on the WEEI socials. And you can follow me on my personal socials at your boy TC Fresh. That's YABOI TC Fresh. And that's a longer conversation for another day.
Hey, Tom, we appreciate you, man. We'll catch you soon, okay?
All right, JR. Thanks, man.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much to Tom Carroll for joining us from WEEI in Boston to talk about the Pats. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It wasn't just all NFL football. It wasn't just all Major League Baseball. You thought UNC looked bad over the weekend? So did Penn State. So did Texas. These are two teams. Well, there's not another word that you can say right now, but just embarrassing. We're going to get into some other coaches who had some explaining to do besides Bill Belichick. We'll do that on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network, and it's time for a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Tom Cowell for joining us in the last break from WEEI in Boston to talk and chat with us about the Patriots. If you missed that conversation, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. In Philadelphia right now, this minute, this second, the Dodgers are trying to score another run. They got a man on second with one out. The Dodgers currently lead the Phillies 4-1. If the Dodgers end up winning this game, they'll go up in this series, this NLDS series, 2-0. The Phillies will get another chance and opportunity to try to win this game and come back in the bottom part of this frame. It's currently the top of the ninth. The Dodgers trying to get some insurance runs up on the board. Meanwhile, in Jacksonville, Florida, we just talked about the New England Patriots. We know the Kansas City Chiefs, they're in action against the Jags. Kansas City putting the first points up on the board. They lead 7-0. Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce, a 2-yard touchdown pass. Harrison Butker coming through with the extra point. And so the Kansas City Chiefs, they lead the Jags 7-0. There's about 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. As a part of our conversation with Tom, we didn't just talk about the New England Patriots. We even touched upon the North Carolina Tar Heels. Yeah, the football team that Bill Belichick is currently leading. You know, the football team that is not all that good right now. The football team that just took on Clemson and got embarrassed 38-10. I think there was a little bit of an expectation that things were going to be bad for the Tar Heels this year. And when you took a look at the schedule, as bad as Clemson has been this season, that was an expected loss, okay? You didn't think that people would be walking out of the stadium and it'd be that much of a beatdown. But things got bad and things were ugly. People didn't expect two other teams to be ugly. I'm talking about Penn State and Texas. What the hell is going on with the Nittany Lions? Okay, they lost to Oregon 30-24. Okay, yeah, sure, fine. This is one of the best teams in the country. Oregon will be out here competing for a national championship. But that was the expectation. That was the step that people expected from Penn State. But this past weekend, they lost to UCLA. They just fired their head coach in Deshaun Foster. Their offensive coordinator just walked away. They had Jerry Neuheisel, who used to be the tight ends coach. He was out there calling plays. And Penn State had Nico Iamaliava looking like, I guess, what they wanted from him out of Tennessee. He had 5 touchdowns, 2 in the air, 3 on the ground. Penn State lost to UCLA 42-37. The offensive coordinator is a guy who went out there and called plays for the first damn time in his life. What the hell is going on with Penn State? I mean, you got James Franklin. Everybody talks about never winning the big one. Now you can't even beat UCLA? This is embarrassing. Listen to Jerry Neuheisel who's never called a play in his life, just describe the experience from Saturday. Listen to this.
All things you learn from. Like, I hate to say this, but I had never practiced with the headset in terms of, like, the button to talk to the quarterback. So there's, like, multiple times during the game I'm calling the play, but the headset's flipped up because I'm used to being a position coach. And then all of a sudden I'm pressing the wrong part of the button trying to talk to him. Like, it was a mess. Hopefully we'll get that cleaned up by next week. But just one of those days. It just all kind of fell into place.
Listen to that. The guy doesn't even know how to operate the equipment. And that's even more embarrassing for Penn State. Like, you lost to a guy who's never called a play and is still trying to figure out how to work the equipment. What are we doing here? And then James Franklin, man, they're going to give this guy the boot at the end of the season, okay? James Franklin, after the loss, just listen to these excuses.
Obviously, we did not handle last week's loss well. We also lost some players in that game during the week, and then everything else, the travel, everything else. Did not come out with the right energy to start the game. Before you know it, obviously they get a touchdown drive and an onside kick, and now you're fighting. They gain confidence, and we're fighting for the next three quarters. So that's my responsibility, and I didn't get it done.
Yeah, it's his job. He didn't get it done. Yeah, he's going to get a boot. A swift boot to his ass out the door. What are we doing here? Like, you want to know where Penn State is right now? Yeah, not ranked. How you out here losing to UCLA? New coach, new coordinator, new everything. The guy doesn't know how to call plays. He's never called a play in his life. The offensive coordinator just left just a couple days ago. It's just embarrassing. Embarrassing. UCLA entered into this game with a record of 0-4. They're the first 0-4 team to beat a top 10 team in 40 years. What are we doing? Next up for Penn State is Northwestern, but who cares at this point? And you got Drew Aller making all these mistakes from last year in the college football playoff, made mistakes last week, turning the football over against Oregon. Come on, man. It looks like Penn State might have held on to the wrong quarterback when they decided to just bring in Drew Aller and keep him. He was asked if they can still make the college football playoff, and, well, he didn't have a long answer.
You guys still in the hunt for the playoffs?
What do you think?
I don't know.
Yes.
He's like, what do you think? Like, yes. I mean, damn. There's a college student right here, right? He's so sharp. Well, he's making money, so I guess he could be saying whatever the hell he wants at this point in time. Man, it stinks. Botch, I had to look at that and I said, is this on Saturday? I'm like, is this really going on right now? Is this really happening?
When you see an onside kick being converted in the first half, you have to start to question what's going on. And on top of that, you certainly get notifications over and over again. Upset alert. And then I saw they're up by two scores. I was like, how is James Franklin even going to get out of the building without fans getting him?
Yeah, well, how? They made Nico Iamaliava just, Deshaun Foster just got, everything is new. And then you're even listening to Jerry Neuheisel, he's the tight end coach. Like, he's calling plays and this is all working out for them. It's just, it's embarrassing. It sucks. Playoff for Penn State, how? Where? And Drew Aller, I'm sorry for him, just a massive step back in what you thought was a step forward. Horrific. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to tell you what else is horrific. The Texas Longhorns. Yeah, Arch is running for his life. It's like every pass he's trying to score 14 points. It stinks for the Longhorns. We're going to give you an update on the Dodgers and Phillies. And you got Monday Night Football. It's a lot going on. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.